UPR and. Thank you, Mr. President. RADU welcomes the Dominican Republic to the fourth cycle of the UPR and congratulates it on the progress. Thank you, Mr. President. RADU welcomes the Dominican Republic to the fourth cycle of the UPR and congratulates it on the progress made by the country and its cooperation with the Council. The country has significant commitment to the UPR. Thank you, Mr. President. RADU welcomes the Dominican Republic to the fourth cycle of the UPR and congratulates it on the progress made by the country and its cooperation with the Council. The country has shown significant commitment to the promotion and protection of human rights through a series of legislative measures and policies. It has advanced in key areas such as gender equality, social justice, the participation of women in decision-making process, expand access to education and healthcare. It also has gained efforts to reform law enforcement institutions, among other achievements. The Ministry of Health had included the approach to include lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, transgender, and intersex persons in policies, plans, and health regulations. That included the 2022 strategic plan for mainstreaming of gender perspective in the national health system. In conclusion, we would like to urge the committee to request the Dominican Republic what time to take appropriate action in order to combat concerns of hatred, racism, especially referring to human trafficking and xenophobia against migrants. The rights and the well-being of the Haiti people is also needs to be protected. RADU urges the Dominican Republic to take appropriate measures to combat human trafficking and gender-based violence and to ratify the International Convention of Protection of Rights of all migrant workers and members of their family. I thank you, Mr. President.
Gracias. Este fue el último orador de mi lista. Antes de ceder la palabra a la delegación de la República Dominicana para que formule